Jerry Bader Show, we do not have a lie of the day. If we had a lie of the day, the lie of the day today, let's assume that we exclude the low-hanging fruit of politicians, okay? Because then the show could be 10 hours, and it could be lie of the day. So if you exclude politicians, today's lie of the day would be, Brewers insist Cardinals aren't in their heads. That would be my lie of the day. They are just paralyzed. They only scored yesterday because they got a solo shot as one of their three hits. There is something about the St. Louis Cardinals that they have become the Brewers' San Francisco 49ers. Here's the only other thing. I used to put it on La Russa. It just doesn't matter who's managing that club. It just shuts down. It shuts down the Milwaukee Brewers. St. Louis has gone in the 36 games since the start of the 2012 season. And this goes back. You know when this started? When they knocked them out of the NLCS in 2011. And the Brewers looked very bad in that series, including the games at Miller Park. In the 36 games since the start of the 2012 season after that NLCS, St. Louis has gone 25-11 against Milwaukee, including a 14-5 record last season. Over that span, they've outscored the Brewers 195-119. Renicky, the manager, would have none of that. You guys are more concerned about the Cardinals than we are. We're concerned about winning ball games, whoever it's against. Well, I'm just telling you, they look awful against the Cardinals. Now, I will say this. The Brewers aren't as good as the 9-0 run would have indicated, but they are a good team. Like any team that goes on a 9-0 run, they had some breaks. I get that. They had some luck, but I think they're a pretty good team. I will argue that the St. Louis Cardinals are still a better team than the Milwaukee Brewers. I don't think the gap is that big, though. I really don't. I just don't think it's as big as it's like they never recovered when it comes to the Cardinals from the hangover of the 2011 NLCS. And if that's not what it is, if Renicky is right about that, then they have to figure out what it is about the St. Louis Cardinals, that the Cardinals have better luck against Brewers pitching than against almost any other team, and the Cardinals pitching shuts down the Brewers better than almost any other team, although the Brewers have not hit the ball well at home so far this season. I think it's critical that they avoid the sweep this afternoon, only because it's just to say they can beat these guys at home. Later this month, they have to go to St. Louis. I think it's later this month. That's just my opinion on that. In the next half hour, I'm going to spend quite a bit of time talking about the governor's race. Yesterday, Governor Scott Walker went on a tour kicking off his campaign here in Green Bay. It was over in Wausau. He was in various parts of the state. This is very, very interesting. On the front page, those of you listening in Wausau and in central Wisconsin on WSAU, I have in front of me the print front page of the Wausau Daily Herald. Now, Governor Walker was in central Wisconsin yesterday. He was there. He stopped at Merrill Iron and Steel as part of his announcement tour. Of course, he was also here in Green Bay. The Wausau Daily Herald did not attend the Central Wisconsin event. They covered the event in Green Bay using a story I believe was written by someone from the Green Bay paper. But they had no problem getting to Mary Burke's event in Wausau. In fact, on the front page, you have Walker Kicks Off campaign, and it's a story about the Green Bay event. Side by side, front page, top full. Burke challenges governor on jobs. Oh, so they were able to spare a precious reporter to the Rothschild event, but not to the Merrill event. Now, that's pretty obvious, isn't it? Or is it just sloppy? Well, you know what? We can get the governor's, whatever he says in Green Bay is going to be the same thing he says here. So let's just use, we have a sister newspaper in Green Bay. Let's just go ahead and use their story. But they found time to send someone to the Burke event in their own backyard, but not to the Walker event. Well, isn't that convenient? Now, as you would expect, media all over the state have Mary Burke's response to the governor entering the race. This race is going to apparently come down to this. Governor Walker's version of reality versus Mary Burke's version of reality in Wisconsin's economy. And I'm going to spend a lot of time on that in the next half hour. By the way, one other political note. Hillary Clinton is not only the strong frontrunner for the Democratic nomination, but she's well ahead of every potential Republican rival, according to a new McClatchy Marist poll. She outpolls strongly just about any Republican you could name. No one comes even close to Clinton head-to-head. Paul Ryan does the best, 51-43%. That's the best. Chris Christie, because of his bridge troubles, down 53-42. When you know who the Republican nominee is, that number is going to change. I still say, as of today, she's not in. Just wanted to share that with you. Again, in the next half hour, we'll spend a lot more time on the Walker-Burke race. It's 10:28, and for months, actually not all that many months, really, February and March and into April, I told you all about my success with Proactive Weight Loss Solutions, and I continue to have that success. I am down a pound and a half, Jason, just about to that 50-pound mark now, not quite, and I'm now within inside 20 pounds of my goal.
Very nice.
You people have 20 pounds to lose, period. We don't like you. Anyway, no, but it keeps moving. Jason is on his track, and your loss to date is?
15 pounds.
15 pounds. And one of the things that you have been talking about, and like me, you run into these plateaus, that's where the doctor-supervised part comes in.
Oh, absolutely. You know, you give them a call, and which I will do after the show.
Just relax.
That's what he'll tell me. Yeah. And he'll probably change some things up and, you know, get me back on the track. But that's the great part of the program. And you can email him once you're on the program, and he'll get back to you right away. He's told me several times, just relax.
If it happens again,
it'll be fine. We'll figure something out. Not to worry. And it's just really easy going. And I'm just glad that he's there for me because, you know, having the program as opposed to just going off on your own and doing something is fantastic.
It certainly is. And by the way, a lot of Jerry Bader Show listeners have had a lot of success as well. Jason and I have met some of them at Dr. Litwin's office. If you want to find out more, call Dr. Jason Litwin at
920-268-1386. 920-268-1386.
The Jerry Bader Show. It's 10:30 WTA.